जय ओम विष्णुदास परमहंस परिव्राज प्रचार्यारायण श्री श्री राधा माधव श्रीमन महाप्रभु प्रतिबिंद की जय महाप्रभुकी जय श्री अद्वैत आचार्य प्रभु अपीयरेंस डे सेलिब्रेशन की जय बोल श्रीमानंदे हरे हरे। सो सिंस टुडे अद्वैत आचार्य अपीयरेंस डे सो वी गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट हिम I'll just describe about Advaita Acharya's tattva first and then some pastimes of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. There are lots of descriptions available about Advaita Acharya's pastimes in books like Bhakti Ratnakar, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and there is one book called Advaita Charita Shuddha, the Nectarian Pastimes of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So, I'm just going to speak from this book. Advaita Acharya, as you all know, is one of the Panchatattvas, Panchatattat Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyaktham Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Bhakta Rupa, Bhakta Swarupa, and Panchatattat Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam and Bhakta Avatara. Bhakta Rupa, Bhakta Swarup and Bhakta Avatar. Krishna himself has appeared as a devotee, and there is Bhakta Swarup, the personification of that devotee, Nityananda Prabhu, and Bhakta Avatar, Krishna incarnated as a Bhakta, that is Advaita Acharya Prabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described that Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of Mahavishnu. So Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu himself, the personality who is the cause of material creation and from whom different Vishnu tattvas appear. That Mahavishnu is Advaita Acharya himself. And it is also mentioned that Advaita Acharya is Sadashiv from Vaikuntha. So Sadashiv and Mahavishnu appeared as Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya's father's name is Kuber Mishra and mother's name is Nabha Devi. And it has been described that Kubera is a friend of Lord Shiva, the son of Vishava, and the brother of Ravana is the treasurer of the demigod, and he is a great worshipper of Lord Shiva. In that way, he is a friend of Lord Shiva. So that friend of Lord Shiva, Kubera, appeared as Kubera Mishra, and Sadashiv appeared as his son. There was a very interesting incident in the life of Kuber Mishra. Kuber Mishra was a very old man and he didn't have any children. He was, at that time, he was about 74 years old. He was about 73 years old. And one day, an atheist, an offensive person came and started to blaspheme the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. So, Kuber Mishra became so hurt hearing the words of that, the blasphemous words of that man, that Kuber Mishra decided to give up his body. He decided to commit suicide. Because In the scriptures it has been said that when there is a blasphemy of the Lord and His devotees, we should either try to deceive that person, and if we can't rectify that person's understanding, then one should actually give up his body. Or if one can't give up his body, one must at least leave that place immediately. So when Kuben Mishra decided to give up his body, being unable to hear, to tolerate the blasphemy about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at that time one person, one devotee just appeared to him and he said, "Don't worry, very soon a great personality is going to come. And that personality will be the cause of establishing Krishna consciousness in this age of Kali." So being consoled by this person, by this devotee, Kuben Mishra refrained from committing suicide. And that night Kuben Mishra had a beautiful dream. He saw a very beautiful personality, brilliant person. He saw two very brilliant personalities, they were holding hands with each other. And they said, one was telling the other that, "Let us go and try to establish dharma in the age of Kali, on this earth planet, on the earth, in this material nature." And then that those two personalities entered into Kuben Mishra's heart. And when Kuben Mishra woke up, he was very happy to have such a beautiful dream. And then his wife also woke up and told him that she also had a similar dream. And soon after that, Kuben Mishra's wife, Nabha Devi, conceived Advaita Acharya Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya finally was born. After 10 months, he was born on this particular day, which is a very auspicious day, which is called Maghi Saptami. Saptami became the 7th day of the month of Magh. And I forgot to mention one thing. That when Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya's father was in Navadvip at that time. But when his mother became pregnant, Advaita Acharya's mother, Navadevi, became pregnant, he went back to Sri Hospital in East Bengal, in a place called Navagram. And so there, Kuben Mishra used to be the minister of the king. There was a very powerful king in that area called Dibba Singha. So Dibba Singha was, Kuben Mishra was the minister, chief minister of Dibba Singha. But he resigned from the position and he settled down in Navadvip in order to have that association with devotees. So Dibba Singha, when he went back to Sri Hospital, a place in East Bengal, this is also the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family came from. Jagannath Mishra came also from Sri Hospital district. So when Advaita Acharya's father, Kuben Mishra, went back, Dibba Singha requested him to become the minister again. So he accepted the post, and actually the king was very respectful towards Kuben Mishra. And he was born, Advaita Acharya was born on this particular day in Sri Hospital in Vanagram. And then he, when he was a little boy, one day his mother had a beautiful dream. His mother had a dream that this little boy was on her lap, and the boy was assuring the Advaita Acharya Here I must mention also one incident before that. When Abhijit Acharya was 6 months old, a rice giving ceremony was performed. He was given the first rice, remnants of the Lord, and he was named at that time, and he actually got 3 names. His name was Kamalaksha, because his eyes were like lotuses, or as it is customary to name children according to the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One name of the Supreme Lord is Kamalaksha, because his eyes are like lotuses. Kamal means lotus, Akshi means eyes. So one who has lotus eyes is called Kamalaksha. So Kuber Mishra was, Abhijit Acharya was named by him as Kamalaksha. Another name was, since he was Jai Shri Radha Madhava Shri Mahaprabhu Shri 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 Jai Shri Shri Prabhupada Shri Dev Shri. Since he was non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, another name was Advaita. And since he brought all, or he was destined to bring all auspiciousness to this world, he has another name called Mongol. Mongol means auspiciousness. So these are the 3 names of Advaita Acharya: Kamalaksha, Advaita, and Mongol. Of course, he had other names also, like as we sang, Sita Natha Dvaita Charan Aravinda Bhavana. Another name of Advaita Acharya is Sita Natha. Sita Natha means the Lord of Sita Devi. See, Advaita Acharya was married to 2 sisters, Sita Devi and Sri Devi. And the Sita Devi and Sri Devi are the incarnations of Jogamaya. I just remembered, I forgot to read the translation of Advaita Ashtakam. Anyway, at the end I'll try to read, since I forgot that. So, Advaita Acharya's names were given, and when he was a few years old, 4 or 5 years old, it must have been before 5 years, because he was not in his school at that time. He was sent to school at the age of 5. So Advaita Acharya was in his mother's lap, and the mother was telling, the mother had a dream that his son was saying, Mother, I will bring all the places of pilgrimage here and make you bathe there. So her mother was, then she woke up and she was very happy to have such a beautiful dream. And then Advaita Acharya asked him, what happened? It seems that you had a beautiful dream. And so mother said, yes, you see, I had a dream that you were telling. No, then the first mother refused to tell him. But Advaita Acharya said, no, please tell him. So when he kept on insisting, mother said that she had a dream that Advaita Acharya was telling her that he is going to bring all the places of pilgrimage here and make her bathe there. Then then Advaita Acharya, that he said, okay mother, so I'll do it. And then he took his mother to a place. It was near, that place is quite mountainous, that part of Bengal is quite mountainous. So he took her to near to the hill, and then she said, see mother, all the place personalities that are the predominant, the personalities of places of pilgrimage, they are coming. See Ganga, Jamuna Devi, Ganga Devi, and they all came in the form, they transformed themselves in water, and they bathed all the places of pilgrimage in this way, came to this place in Sri Hotel, and that place is still available. The name of that place is Ponatirtha. Pon means promise, and Tirtha means the place of pilgrimage. So this is a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu fulfilled his promise to his mother. So since then Advaita Acharya was sent to school, and he was a very brilliant boy. Like he learned everything that the 1 year's course he learned in 1 month's time. He was so brilliant. And within a very short time, he completed his studies. And when Advaita Acharya was young, the king also had a son who was of the same age as Advaita Acharya. So the prince and Advaita Acharya became very good friends, and they used to spend time, most of the time they used to spend together. So one day, they went to a Kali temple, a Devi temple, Durga temple, and the prince offered obeisances, but Advaita Acharya just stood there without offering obeisances. So the prince said, "What happened? You are not offering obeisances to Devi?" Then Advaita Acharya did not say anything, he just kept standing there. And the prince, after all, he's a Kshatriya, so he got very angry, and his anger came out in the form of offense. He started calling him that this worshipper of Krishna, he doesn't respect Devi. And one name of Advaita Acharya's nickname was Krishna Bola, because when he was a child, young, he used to always chant the name of Krishna. So one name was one Krishna Bola, which means one who always chants the name of Krishna. So he says, this Krishna Bola, he claims that he is a devotee of Krishna and he won't bow down to anyone else. Because of this kind of people, there will be inauspiciousness in the country. So Advaita Acharya at that time became so angry that he roared like a thunder, and the prince became unconscious and just fell flat on the ground. So the king, when the prince didn't return for a long time, sent his men and such, who started looking for the prince, and they finally they found him in the temple in an unconscious state. And some other boys told him what actually happened. So the king then called Advaita Acharya. They started looking for Advaita Acharya. So they first went to Kuber Mishra's house, and Kuber Mishra told him that, look, today is his birthday and we can't find him anywhere. That day was Advaita Acharya's birthday. He said, today is his birthday, but we can't find him anywhere. So then they started looking for Advaita Acharya everywhere. Then finally they found him in a cave, which was not exactly a cave, it was an anthill, which the children, while playing, they kind of made it into a cave, they kind of dug a hole in it. And Advaita Acharya, a 6-7-year-old boy, he was sitting inside the cave in a trance. So then they brought him back to his senses. And in the meantime, everyone tried to bring the prince back to his consciousness, but it wouldn't happen. Like, the prince was completely unconscious and nothing could, even the doctors couldn't bring him to senses. So then, when the king asked, what happened to between you two? Then Advaita Acharya said, like, I can tolerate any insult to me, but I can't tolerate any insult to the Lord and his devotees. So when he started to blaspheme the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I could not control myself. So I simply roared at him out of my anger, and he became unconscious. Actually, he became unconscious because he committed offense. Because of his offense, he became unconscious. So the king begged him that please bring him back to his senses. So then Advaita Acharya said, like, I can't really do anything. He committed offense to the Lord. So, just give him the Charanamrita of the Lord and he'll come back. So, Charanamrita was given to him, the son, the prince, and the prince then came back to his friends. And this story, this news spread all over and everybody could recognize that Advaita Acharya was a very great personality. But although they recognized him as a great person, recognize his actual identity. So that there was another incident. It actually started from the students complaining to the king about him. The king, the students became very envious of him. Actually, although Advaita Acharya was only at that, only about 7-8 years old, that the teacher, his teacher used to put him as in charge of all the boys, all the other boys. I made a mistake. The boys were not 25, they were about 18, 19 years old. But they became very envious of Advaita Acharya, that he was so brilliant, they couldn't tolerate his glory. So they went and reported to the king that this Mongol, at that time he was normally known as Mongol or Kamalaksha, that this Mongol is always talking about Krishna and he forces everyone to become a devotee of Krishna and he doesn't have any respect for Devi. So this way the king, they reported to the king and the king became very angry. So the king then called Advaita Acharya and tried to make him understand that he should be respectful to Devi. And then Advaita Acharya would not accept that. And he explained that worshipping Krishna is the ultimate worship. And all the other demigods are actually Krishna's servants and maid servants. And they don't like to be, they don't like to accept worship and obeisances from the devotees of the Lord. So this way, although the king understood, but still he was not fully convinced. So they were at that time, the king was celebrating the Kali Puja, the worshipping of Kali. Actually, the Kshatriyas, especially in Bengal, used to be the worshippers of Kali and Durga. They were Shaktas. So they were the worshippers of Shakti, the potency of the Lord, instead of being a devotee or the servant of the Lord himself. So Advaita Acharya just came to the temple room and he just walked without offering obeisance to Kali. So the king became very angry. And the king started to blaspheme. So Advaita Acharya would not accept that. He would not offer obeisance. So then his father came and told him that, look, since the king is telling you, you should accept, you should abide by him. And now I am your father and I am telling you, just for the sake of pleasing the king, you offer obeisance. So, Advaita Acharya then says, I can offer obeisance since you are requesting me, but the consequences won't be good. So be prepared for the consequences. Saying that, he went and offered obeisances, and as soon as he did that, the deity broke into pieces right there. And then everybody could understand that it was is going to bring great inauspiciousness. Because when the deity breaks like that, it's a sign of it's a sign of great inauspiciousness. So the king immediately fell down at his feet, saying that I recognize that I made a mistake. But Advaita Acharya would not listen, he just walked away from there. And then he told his father, "Father, let's leave this place, because this place is becoming very sinful. It is becoming very offensive to the Lord, and we shouldn't stay here. So let's go to Shantipur." So Kuben Mishra, he was very fond of Advaita Acharya. So although he was just a young boy, so he listened to his instructions and he packed up. So when the king got to know, he came and he begged, and then Advaita Acharya told, he tried to convince Kuben Mishra first. But when the king was trying to convince Kuben Mishra to stay, and he said that, "I will accept all your instructions, please stay, don't go away." But Advaita Acharya then came to his father and said, "Look, we made up our mind. And if you don't go, I'm going to leave you all, and I'm going to leave this place." So his father was undone. So then the king fell at Advaita Acharya's feet and told him, "I understand you, who you are now. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the incarnation of the Lord, and that's why the Devi will not accept your obeisance. She could not tolerate the acceptance, she could not tolerate that you are offering obeisances to her, and that's why she left this place, she left my kingdom. So please do not go." But Advaita Acharya Advaita Acharya decided, and nothing could actually stop him. So he left the place, and he told the king that, "You become a devotee of Krishna, you chant the holy name of Krishna, you worship Krishna," because at till that time Radha Krishna worship was not established. So you worship Krishna. And then, when your heart has become completely purified, then you can come to Shantipur. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Srimad Mahaprabhu Shakti Vrinda. Then you can come to Shantipur. He instructed the king to come to Shantipur. Since then, the king actually became a devotee. He built the temple of Krishna, and he started to regularly worship the Lord there. And then later on, he actually went to Shantipur. He gave up his kingdom. He offered his kingdom to his son. He went to Shantipur. Advaita Acharya initiated him, and his name became Krishnadas. And so when Advaita Acharya came to Shantipur, he was sent to one Shanta Bhattacharya, a very great scholar, and he was a professor. So Advaita Acharya was sent to him to study. So Advaita Acharya, and his place was in Sulia. So Advaita Acharya stayed at this place for 2 years, and he completed his studies. And he was very fond of, his teacher was very fond of him. And the teacher also could understand Advaita Acharya as the supreme incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Advaita Acharya completed his education, the Shanta Bhattacharya, the professor, was very sad, and Advaita Acharya asked him what he could offer as Guru Dakshina. So his professor told him that, "Please give me Krishna praying as Guru Dakshina." And saying that, and this, so Advaita Acharya then offered him obeisances. He says, "Yes, whatever you want, I as your student must try to offer it to you." And then the professor embraced him. Shanta Bhattacharya embraced him. And immediately, he actually experienced transcendental ecstasy. And he became a great devotee of Krishna. When Advaita Acharya came back to Shantipur, his father was very happy and all the residents were very happy to have him back. At that time, he defeated one great scholar, and this was quite similar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's defeating Keshav Kashmiri. But this person came from South India, and his name is Shyam Das. This Shyam Das was a great scholar, and he defeated all the scholars of different parts of India, and he came to Shantipur. And when he challenged Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya defeated him. And this person was an impersonalist, but due to Advaita Acharya's contact, this person was transformed into a devotee. Advaita Acharya's father, when he was 89 years old, one day he called Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya at that time was 15 years old. So he told him that he was getting very old and he is preparing to leave his body. So after he dies, he should offer pinda in Gaya. And soon after that, Advaita Acharya's father left this planet. And at that time, Advaita Acharya lamented piteously due to his father's disappearance. And his body was taken to the crematorium, and when the body was burning, his mother, Advaita Acharya's mother, just calmly walked into the fire and accompanied her husband in Shahomaran. So after his father's death, Advaita Acharya left his home. He went to Gaya to offer pinda to his father, and after that he went to Remuna to have the darshan of Gopinath. Then he went to Jagannath Puri. He went out on a pilgrimage, and he traveled in a similar way as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Like, he went to South India, to Dwarka, and then he went to Vrindavan. So this way he traveled all the holy places of pilgrimage, and then went to Vrindavan. When he was in Vrindavan, one night he was resting under a tree, and a brahmana, in a dream, the Lord appeared to him and told him that he was Madan Mohan, and he said that I am in this nearby forest. When the Muslims attacked the temple, then my pujaris took me and hid me here, and now I am staying here. So you please come and rescue me. So Advaita Acharya, when he woke up, he felt very sad that such a beautiful dream actually broke. And so in the morning, he called all the residents of that area and told them that he needed their help to unearth the deity of the Lord. That place is called Dadosh Aditya Kunja in Vrindavan. And soon, from that kunja, they found the deity of Madan Mohan. And Advaita Acharya installed the deities and gave the responsibility to the village people to take care of him. And he appointed one brahmana to be in charge of the deity's worship, saying that Advaita Acharya left for pilgrimage of Vrindavan. So in the meantime, some envious Muslims came to break the Deity. But when they came to the temple, they saw the Deity was not there. So they thought that was, maybe they heard a rumor. Actually, there was no Deity in the temple. So they left. But next morning, when the pujari came, he could find the Deity. And he felt that because of his offenses, the Lord left the place. So he started to cry. So when Advaita Acharya came back, Advaita Acharya also felt very sad that the Deity disappeared. And he felt that because he left the Deities like that, that's why he left the Deity's service and went on a pilgrimage, that's where the Deities left. So he also started to cry. So at that time, Krishna appeared to him and said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I am actually hiding under the flowers. I am hiding in the flower garden. So don't think that I have gone away. How can I leave you?" And so then when Advaita Acharya went to the temple, he found that the Deity was there in a mountain of flowers. And so he became very happy. And since Krishna at that time introduced himself as Gopal, since that time the name of the Deity became Madan Gopal Deity. So that Deity also is still present in Vrindavan. And so then Advaita Acharya left Vrindavan and went back to Navadvip. So everybody became very happy to get him back. And at that time, Advaita Acharya started to actively propagate Krishna consciousness. I mean, people used to gather in his house and they used to have kirtan. So in the meantime, the king also came and became a disciple. So one day, Haridas Thakur came to Advaita Acharya's house. And Advaita Acharya immediately recognized him. And he said, he invited him and he requested Haridas Thakur to stay in his house. And Haridas Thakur accepted his invitation. So Haridas Thakur then... in the meantime, when the smarters got to know that that one Muslim is staying in Advaita Acharya's house and this person is indulging in chanting of the holy name, so they became very angry and came to Advaita Acharya and complained to him. He said, how dare you keep a Muslim in your house at a time when if anybody drank water that has been touched by a Muslim, he used to be ostracized from Hindu Brahmin community. So they said that they kind of threatened him that we will ostracize you, we'll banish you. And so Advaita Acharya just said, "Look, do whatever you need. But I'm not going to ask Haridas to leave me. I'll tell you the story now." So then Haridas Thakur came to Advaita Acharya and started to tell him that, "Please let me go. Why you will take the blame like this? Why, they are already harassing you, they are bothering you so much. So if you let me go, and I'll come and visit you from time to time, but I won't stay in your house. I will live under a tree or someplace. There is no other place to stay." So Advaita Acharya said, "No." He said, "If you are going to stay, you are annoying." And he said, "You do one thing. You steal the fire. You steal the fire from this village. And do it in order to establish the glory of the Lord and his devotees. You don't have to show your mystic power, but just do it in order to show the glory of the Lord and his devotees."
So being requested by Advaita Acharya, Haridas had to stole fire. And since that time, no one could light fire. All the fire was extinguished in the village. They couldn't cook the whole day. The Brahmanas couldn't perform their sacrifices. So they couldn't do anything. And even if they tried to carry fire from other village, as soon as they came to the village border, the fire got extinguished. No matter how big the fire was. So they became very worried. So finally, they realized that they must have committed some offense to Advaita Acharya, and that's why it's happening like this. So they came and fell at Advaita Acharya's feet. Said, look, this is what is happening. So we know that we have committed a great offense to you. So Advaita Acharya says, you are a big Brahmana. So you are all Vedas, Vedagya, exponents of the Vedas. So it is said in the scriptures that those who are exponents of the Vedas, they can chant, they can produce fire from their mouth. That means just by chanting mantra, they can ignite fire. So he said, you are a big exponents of the Vedas. So why don't you light some fire from your mouth? So then they admitted that in the age of Kali, the Brahmanas lost their potency. And then Advaita Acharya told them that you all are so proud of your Brahminical position, but you actually didn't offend me. You offended Haridas Thakur. He is, and because of your offense to him, you are facing this. Fire actually left you. So if you want to absolve yourselves of the offenses, then you go and beg forgiveness from him. So they all went. And yeah, Advaita Acharya at that time told them that this, you all are so proud of your Brahminical position, and you are saying that Haridas is born in a Muslim family. But little do you know that he is Brahma himself, the greatest Brahmana in this universe. So then they all went and fell down at his feet. And then the fire again came back. From that time, the fire was burnt again. And it's also very nice, very interesting the way Advaita Acharya met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Not met, like participated in Mahaprabhu's pastime. Actually, Advaita Acharya knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before his birth. He is the one who actually brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This you all know, that Advaita Acharya, seeing the condition of this world, became very concerned. And he felt that only Krishna can solve the problems of this world. He only can establish dharma in this deep, deep atheistic age. So he started to pray to Krishna to come, offering tulasi and ganga. Because it is said in the scriptures that when one offers tulasi and ganga water to Krishna, Krishna cannot repay his debt to him. So Advaita Acharya, roaring like a lion, was inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, or Krishna to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's due to Advaita Acharya that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his sankirtan, and at that time he sent one devotee to call Advaita Acharya. So this devotee went to Shantipur and reported to Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya told him that, I will accept him as my Lord. I'll accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he places his lotus feet on my head. So I'm going to test him out. But don't tell anything, you just go and tell him that I refuse to come. And let me see how he reacts. So, saying that, Advaita Acharya went with him to Navadvip, to Mayapur, and he was also hiding in the house of Nandan Acharya, like Nityananda. And so when, I forgot the name of this devotee, when this devotee went and reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nara, he used to lovingly call him Nara. So he said that Advaita Acharya, he used to call Advaita Acharya as Nara. He said, this Nara, he wants to check me out. He's trying to fool with me, he's trying to check me out. And he's hiding in Nandan Acharya's house. So you go to Nandan Acharya's house and call him. And so then the devotees went to Nandan Acharya's house and told Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya was very happy. So he came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, met Madhavendra Puri, and he actually was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri gave him Radha Krishna mantra and taught him to worship Radha and Krishna together. So Madhavendra Puri is the first seedling of Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata Beej was sprouting, and the seedling is Madhavendra Puri. Bhakti Latar Teho Prathama Ankur. Ankur means seedling. So much before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Madhavendra Puri actually brought Prema Bhakti or manifested Prema Bhakti to this world, and from Madhavendra Puri, Advaita Acharya received Prema Bhakti or worshipping of Radha Krishna, which is an exclusive worshipping of Radha Krishna in Madhurya, or that also in Parokya Melo, and that is available only in Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. In other Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is not. Worshipping of Radha Krishna in conjugal Melo is not available. So, Madhavendra Puri became, Madhavendra Puri in this way accepted Advaita Acharya as his disciple, and in that sense Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya were god brothers, and they had a very loving relationship. Often they used to fight, and there are so many incidences of their fighting in Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But since I am just discussing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, here I will discuss about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastime with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, Advaita Acharya had a very loving relationship. One day, Advaita Acharya felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always glorified him. And he felt that actually the nectar of his chastisement is not being offered to him. So as a result of that, in order to get the nectar of chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to propagate impersonally Advaitava. And when the news reached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came running from Mayapur to Shantipur. And he went straight up to Advaita Acharya and started to beat him on his back. He started to pound on his back with keys. And Advaita Acharya was an old man at that time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young. He was about 22 years old. So Sita Devi became so afraid, she started to cry and said, "My, save me, my husband. He's going to kill my husband." So but Advaita Acharya started to laugh. He said, "Now, my Lord, you have offered me your mercy." So Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya had six sons. From Sita Devi, he had three sons, Achyuta, Krishna Das, and Gopal, Krishna Mishra and Gopal Dev. These three sons became great devotees of Krishna. But from Sri Devi, he had three sons, Balaram, Swarup and Jagannath. Now they became impersonal, non-devotees. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been described that Balaram, Swarup and Jagannath became Ashad. These three sons of Advaita Acharya became dry, became lifeless. But Achyuta and Krishna Mishra and Gopal Das, these are the three devotee sons of Advaita Acharya. Of them, Achyutananda was the most brilliant. In Gaura Vanadesh Deepika, it has been described that Achyutananda is an incarnation of a gopi, a cowherd damsel in Vrindavan called Achyuta Manjari. So, and Achyutananda, there is another very nice incident with Achyutananda. When one day someone asked Advaita Acharya, who is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Advaita Acharya said, why? Ishwar Puri is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Achyuta was a little boy. He came running. He said, that is an offense, that is an offense. How can you say that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Jagat Guru, he has a guru. Anybody can be his guru. It is only out of his pastimes that he played the pastimes of accepting initiation from Ishwara Puri. And Advaita Acharya accepted that and he accepted the conclusion. So today Advaita Acharya's divine appearance day. So let's try to meditate on Advaita Acharya.